Right. Well, there's a couple of different funds. The first one is what I've kind of called a legacy fund. And it is derived from setting aside some of our oil and gas gross production tax revenue in future years. We had set aside, I believe 20% is what I've initially proposed. We'd put it into a fund, kind of an endowment style deal. And over time, as that fund grows, some of the interest would be used to support education, higher education, over that period of time. And then at some future point, once the annual interest or the earnings that we get out of the fund every year, the idea is that those earnings could be used to replace or make us not reliant on oil and gas revenue, at that point. And it's the same concept with a separate fund that I've called the Vision Fund. And its objective would be to set aside some of the one-time cash that we're able to get into and kind of capitalizes on kind of a structural thing that we have in our budget, that kind of may end up leaving some cash during better times. And so the idea is we would use that cash, we'd save it up over a period of time. And in addition to that, we would also take out a very small portion of revenue, off the top and put it into this fund, this Vision Fund as well. And again, same concept. Once the fund is large enough that the interest is large enough as well, to replace a major income tax, or a major tax source. We can look at an income tax, corporate income tax or sales tax perhaps. And the idea is to replace those, replace that source of revenue. And at the same time, as this fund is growing up, part of the earnings and interest would also be spun off and used to support education, OCAST, higher education, and potentially career tech. So that's kind of the gist of it. There's kind of a lot there, but I'm definitely willing to work on it. So.
This is something some other states are now doing, aren't there?
Yeah, especially with the oil and gas funds, about 9 states rely on oil and gas severance taxes or gross production taxes as a major source of revenue. And of those 9 states, 8 of them actually save, some significant quantity of that amount. And, well, we wouldn't be having this conversation if Oklahoma is one of those 8, so... And as far as the Vision Fund, it's sort of a hybrid off of some other, deals that are out there. Alaska actually has a very sizable fund that they're able to kind of work off of and do not levy, these major sources of income, major sources of tax, like your income tax and your sales tax. So, I'd like to think that it's quite frankly not terribly a new idea. It's just, us trying to get it done. So.
How would this be different than the rainy day fund?
So the rainy day fund, it's kind of like you set aside cash and you're kind of using it as a cash flow balancing sort of, when things get bad, then you're able to tap into it and you usually usually use a sizable amount of the fund that's actually in it. This is different in that we cannot touch I would propose at some point that we could not touch the balance of the fund. It's almost, you almost have to kind of think of it as a retirement account, almost like you're planning for retirement from the source of revenue. And you don't touch that kind of that nest egg until that point, in life. And you, again, you just try to live off of, the interest as much as you can there. So. I think there's some other tools that we can use, but it's really a longer term thing, as opposed to a rainy day fund. It's an intermediate, short term kind of fix to things when you need it.
Have you talked to any of your fellow representatives to see if they would support this particular plan?
Yeah, I've talked to a good number of them, and I think they're definitely open to the idea. They seem supportive. I've got Senate authors lined up for both bills. Senator David Holt will probably be the author on House Bill 1401, and then Senator James Lee Wright, I'm is I'm planning to have to be the Senate author on House Bill 1400. So I think there's definitely some, you know, some movement. You know, there's some issues with some details, obviously, that we'll have to work out. But I think in general, the general concept, you know, is people can get behind it very quickly. So.